From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vast areas of Joplin, Missouri are said to be unrecognizable. A day after tornado plowed through downtown with up to 165-mile-per-hour winds, people in the southwestern Missouri city are finding entire neighborhoods reduced to twisted metal and rubble. Strips of clothing can be seen wrapped around tree branches or scattered far across the terrain. The death toll stands at 89. That number may rise as the search for the missing continues into the night. For survivors such as Larry Bruffy, the frustration with police is growing.
Try to go get food and water, and they don't want to let you back in on the streets to get to your house. We had an emergency here for some medicine. If it wasn't for that, my kids couldn't even get back to the house.
Reporter Dan Verbeck of member station KCUR says police are trying to keep the area clear for mainly emergency personnel.
Firefighters are going through neighborhood by neighborhood. Right now there is a 70-square block that a collection of firefighters from places like Kansas City and suburban Kansas City and places in Kansas are going through house by house. They have to do it with a great deal of care because some of the houses are in danger of collapse, but they have dogs with them, and if the dog indicates there may be someone alive in a house, they go in.
Reporter Dan Verbeck. Now, more storms are on the way for parts of Missouri and several other Midwestern and Southern states just beginning to recover from devastating storms in recent weeks. There's always been a little green behind the red, white, and blue. Those words from President Obama moving thousands of people in Dublin, Ireland to thunderous cheers today as Mr. Obama laid out the connections between the U.S. and the homeland of his great-great-great-grandfather.
My name is Barack Obama. Of the Moneygall Obamas. And I've come home to find the apostrophe that we lost somewhere along the way.
The president is scheduled to leave Ireland after dinner earlier than initially planned because of a cloud of ash from an Icelandic volcano, much like the one that caused huge disruptions across Europe about a year ago. But some Americans, such as tourist Rebecca Anderson, who's passing through Amsterdam, seem to be taking the ash cloud threat in stride.
If I absolutely had to stay, I wouldn't be upset about it. If we're on vacation, it's a beautiful country. We want to see the place, and if we have to stay an extra week, I'm okay with that.
Well, a dense cloud was being blown towards Scotland that forced two airlines to cancel their flights. Other parts of the UK and Ireland may be affected later this week. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down more than 1% at 12,381 in trading of just over 3 billion shares. NASDAQ down 1.5% at 27.59. This is NPR News. The French government confirms it's sending an aircraft carrier with 12 attack helicopters to the waters off Libya. Details from NPR's Martin Costi.
France was the first country to come to the aid of Libyan rebels when it bombed Muammar Gaddafi's military back in March. NATO soon followed suit and has been hitting Gaddafi's military almost daily. But it hasn't been enough to end the conflict between government and rebels, so France is upping the ante again. The attack helicopters allow for more precise airstrikes, but they're also more vulnerable to counterattack from the ground. The Libyan rebels have been calling on NATO to step up attacks and push Gaddafi from power, but some NATO member countries are reluctant to endorse a military mission of regime change. Martin Costi, NPR News, Benghazi, Libya.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, drawing the biggest crowds domestically. We have the latest from NPR's Trina Williams.
Preliminary ticket sales of $346.4 million helped On Stranger Tides set the record as the highest grossing movie around the world. And while domestic earnings make Pirates the best opening of the year, it falls short of some projections and fails to surpass its last two predecessors. Those pirate movies debuted above the $100 million mark. Johnny Depp returns as the seedy but lovable Jack Sparrow for this fourth installment. Jeffrey Rush also reprises his role as the now one-legged Barbossa.
What has become of my beloved Pearl?
Taken. Blackbeard.
Penelope Cruz and Ian McShane are newcomers to the franchise. Bridesmaids remains number two on the domestic chart, while last weekend's champ Thor dropped to third place. Fast Five is fourth, and Rio continues to hold steady at number five. Trina Williams, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.